I think of lube like a SPF for your sex life. So you know those days you're like, do I need to wear SPF on my face? Well, it's not sunny out, but you still wear it because you're like, well, I can still get sun through the clouds. Well, we still need lube even if we're wet or we're a little bit wet, because it's a consistent safety factor and it makes sex more pleasurable. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. If you know me, you know that my dream is to have a bottle of lube on every nightstand. But why? Well, enhanced pleasure is one reason. And on this episode, I'll give you several more. Think of this as your consumer reports on lube. I'm answering all of your lube inquiries, giving you the lowdown on key ingredients and helping you reach for the right lube at the right time. I'm also breaking down the science behind lube's benefits and walking you through the best options for every type of sexual occasion. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, join me in setting an intention for the show. I do it and I encourage you to do the same. So when you're listening, think about, what do you want to get out of this episode? How could this episode help you? Well, my intention is to help you understand why lube is so vital to your sexual health. And by the end of this episode, you'll know how to match your specific sexual needs with the right lube. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. Check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. It's all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me questions, do it. Leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily. Or call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And it's totally cool to change your name or choose to remain anonymous. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Let's talk about lube. It's something I think everyone should have more of in their life. And I talk about it all the time. And there's a reason. Because its importance is often underestimated. So today I'm answering all your questions about lube so we can learn just what makes it so necessary. Like, why am I a lube pusher? Okay, but before I get into your questions, let's just go over some lubrication basics. Let's talk first about what lube is not. Okay, so here's a conversation that happens frequently. I tell someone about lube or I recommend a lube, like, I don't need lube. We don't need lube. We're okay. It's like people instantly feel shamed if I bring up lube. And that speaks to the notion that we all believe that we should be lubricated and ready to go at any time. But let me just tell you this. There was a very important study by the Journal of Sexual Medicine. In 2014, it found that only 25% of men and 20% of women had used lube in the last 30 days. And I don't think that number's changed, because we did our own study a few years ago and I found out like 90% of my listeners are interested in lube but hadn't used lube yet. So remember, it's nothing to be ashamed of. And in fact, using lube consistently is crucial for pleasurable and safer sex. And I want to tell you this. Listen to me now. This is important. Your wetness level, so I'm speaking to the vulvas out there, your wetness level is not a direct indicator of arousal. I'll say it again. How wet you are does not necessarily mean you're aroused. You could be really wet and not turned on. You can be turned on and not wet. It fluctuates different times of month, different years, different times in your cycle, different foods that you eat, medications, which we'll get into it. But just remember that that is a fallacy. So everything you've been told about your wetness level is not true. I think of lube like a SPF for your sex life. So you know those days you're like, do I need to wear SPF on my face? Well, it's not sunny out, but you still wear it because you're like, well, I can still get sun through the clouds. Well, we still need lube even if we're wet or we're a little bit wet, because it's a consistent safety factor and it makes sex more pleasurable. It's kind of like a facial for your vulva, especially if you use ones with really good ingredients. All right, so what is lube anyway? Well, lubes come in many different forms, which I'll get into. It's like a liquid or a gel, and it's used to make vulva, and the penis wetter and easier for sex. And remember, I believe that lube should be used for any sexual situation, whether it's sex with yourself, masturbation, or with a partner. Like, I really don't do anything sexual without lube. Okay, so here are the kinds. There's oil-based lube, and these are long-lasting, not safe to use with latex condoms or toys because they actually degrade condoms over time, and they're more likely to irritate the skin. There's not that many oil-based lubes out there anymore. There are some coconut oil-based lubes that have come out that I do think are great. Woo More Play makes a coconut love oil that's also a massage oil, and I really like that because it's made from organic coconuts and natural ingredients, and it's really fun to play with. So oil-based lubes can be fun, but just be careful how they break down condoms and toys. Okay, water-based lubes can be used with condoms and sex toys. They wash off really easily, but they evaporate more quickly, so they don't last as long, and they may need to be reapplied to maintain wetness. But when people have sensitivities, I just say stick with a water base. And I love Playground. This is a top shelf, new body safe lube, and they use really quality ingredients. Ashwagandha, which is a sexual stimulant known to increase blood flow, promote more pleasurable orgasms. They use black cohosh, which, funny enough, these are like supplements that I take daily. So now I love that they're actually in my lube. Black cohosh is an herbal extract known to balance hormone levels and decrease vaginal dryness. And Playground's just fun. They have four essences. They're not flavors, but they're essences, and they're just fun to play with. You will love it. And it's a safe lube. If you've ever had irritations or just want a lube that you know, like, this is, I feel good about what's going on in my body, and it's fun, for a limited time, my listeners can receive 15% off their first order. Just use the code SEXWITHEMILY at HelloPlayground.com. That's HelloPlayground.com, code SEXWITHEMILY. Okay, so silicone-based lube. So silicone lubes I love, there's just one ingredient, and that is silicone. And silicone are longer-lasting than water-based. They're condom-safe, harder to rinse off, and they might irritate skin if not rinsed off immediately. And you can't use them with silicone toys because it deteriorates the silicone. The silicone lubes that I love, Uber Lube makes just a great silicone lube. I love their bottles, their packaging. It's like a clear glass bottle. You leave it on your nightstand. People are like, oh, can't even tell that that's a lube. I don't think you should care that there's a lube on your nightstand, but I understand some people do. And then Pure. I love Pure. It's P-J-U-R. They make a backdoor lube specifically made with anal sex in mind, and it's long-lasting. It also has jojoba oil and guava extract, so it helps with relaxation, so great for anal. All right, let's talk about hybrid lubes. There aren't that many hybrid lubes, but I like this because there's like a touch of silicone and a little bit of water-based. So it's like the best of both worlds. So it's slipperiness of water with the longevity of silicone, condom safe, still not safe with silicone toys. And I like Sliquid, just a great brand. Sliquid Silk is a hybrid lube, so it's like water-based with a little bit of silicone, and it's a great formula. So I would check that out. Then we get into flavored and edible lubes. Huge fan of flavored lube. I've talked about it for years. A lot of people are like, ooh, are they really good? Well, I'm going to tell you some that are good. But the reason why flavored lubes are fun is because they're great for oral sex. They're safe to swallow. You know, even if not specifically edible, most regular water and silicone-based lubes, just so you know, are safe to swallow. But it's fun when they do have a really great flavor. So you do want to stay away from the lubes that you don't want to eat, have glycerin or parabens, petroleum jelly, DMDM. But essentially, there's a bunch of ingredients on a lube that you don't know what those things are. Probably don't want to use that lube, eat that lube, or put that lube inside of you. That's just a great rule of thumb to follow. System Joe, they make dozens of flavored lube options. They have a peach flavored option. They have like all these fruits. They have the chocolate. I love their creme brulee. I love their mint chocolate. They're all water-based, made with plant-based glycerin, which is important. And they're free from added sugars or artificial sweeteners. Another one, they sent me samples. They're great, is Coconut. This is a long-lasting lube made with coconut water, free of artificial dyes and fragrances, great for vaginal sex, any kind of sex. And actually, all these lubes I'm telling you about now are great for penetrative sex, just so you know. And the Coconut is also 100% edible and has a subtle coconut taste. All right, let's get into CBD lube. This is the emerging category of lubes. The benefits are increased sensitivity, helps with relaxation. A lot of people have reported that it does really help decrease pain. Again, they don't work for everybody, but try it out. You know, some say it can regenerate the skin. So a few brands that I like here, and again, the spaces, there's a lot, popping up all the time is I Love Foria. I've worked with them for a while. They were the first to market. They make a CBD lube just for all genders and has just two ingredients. It has a broad spectrum CBD and organic coconut oil. So that's a really fun one. Then there's a new one. I met this great woman, Kate, at a party. She was making this lube and I tried it. It's great. This is silicone lube with CBD. It's called Olavinia, L-A-V-I-N-I-A. And their products have THC and CBD. And you have to remember that in some states, you won't be able to get these lubes if it has THC in it, right? Which is the psychoactive ingredient. Then another one is Go Love CBD Intimate Lube. That's a water-based lube. So the water-based lube with CBD can be used with condoms, and it has CBD again, acts as an anti-inflammatory and encourages blood flow for optimal sexual wellness. That is Go Love. Those are the lubes that you can choose from in the market. I hope that helps. And let me know if I miss any. I want to know what lubes you're loving right now, because there's a lot going on in the lube space. What are some other reasons why you need some lube? Lube makes for more pleasurable sex. So first, it makes sex more comfortable. Because dry, unlubricated sex not only doesn't feel as great, but it creates friction that can be painful. It can cause tears, especially if you have a vagina. Internally, it can have infections if there are those tears. And that's why I think of lube as like a SPF. It's like a safety measure. Because remember, you might be wet at the beginning of sex, and then maybe a few minutes later, you dry up and then you get wet again. Like, this is just a consistency, just to know when you add lube, you're going to have more comfort and less worry. And then there's just more possibilities with lube. You want to try anal? Well, you're definitely going to need lubrication since the anus is not naturally lubricating. So super fun for anal. And then more stamina. The more lubricated and wet your sex is, the more sex you can have. When sex, we probably all experience this, right? There's more friction and more dryness. That's just going to tire you out. And then eventually you're going to have some pain. Like, that's when you get exhausted and you have pain. And the next day you're like, what did I do last night? You probably didn't have enough lube. So if you're looking for more stamina, start with some lube. And then more orgasms. This is probably one of my favorite stats about lube. And I think this is the one that gets people over the edge. You're like, oh, I didn't know that. Sign me up for lube. Lubricated sex leads to more orgasms. There was a very important study by Indiana University, and that is the Center for Sexual Health. It's the premier place for sex education, is the Indiana University. And they found that lube makes it 50% easier for everyone to orgasm. And particularly, vulva owners who use lube were 80% more likely to orgasm in every sexual situation. Lube also makes for safer sex. It may be obvious to you that unlubricated sex is more painful sex. But you got that, right? Like, if there is if it's not lubricated, it's going to hurt. But also, less friction means less risk. So condoms. Lube reduces the risk of condoms breaking, making protected sex inadvertently unprotected. If it's dry, like, the condom's going to break. So this increases the chances of STIs and unwanted pregnancies. Then there's skin tearing. This is so common. Lube reduces the risk of skin tearing, which is how STIs enter the body. Like, that's how a lot of us get yeast infections and STIs and UTIs and all the things that happen to us, is because there is tearing. So you just add lube. You have to reapply the lube. Just make sure. And once you start using lube, you're going to realize, like, I get it. I'm going to need it near me all the time. Sex just feels better. And here's the other thing about safer sex. Saliva is not a substitute for lube, okay? I know a lot of us use saliva, and I'm not trying to freak you out here, but STIs such as throat gonorrhea or genital herpes spread through saliva. It introduces bacteria from saliva into the vulva, then that can upset your delicate vaginal microbiome, which I'll get more into in the show as well. And this can cause a yeast infection, inflammation, and saliva doesn't have the same slippery consistency, and it evaporates and dries up super quickly. It's like gone. And sometimes you can't even elicit that much saliva. Just rule out saliva. It just can irritate the skin. There's just problems with it. Another note is, if you're trying to conceive, saliva can slow down sperm. And there are lubes specifically designed to address this, which I'm also going to get into shortly. All right, everyone, that is your lube primer. I'm going to take a short break and I'll be back to answer all your questions about lube. Stay tuned. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. All right. First email from Nadine, 34, in Los Angeles. Hey, Dr. Emily, I'm new to your podcast and love your attitude and approach. I'm a very sexual person and enjoy intimacy and physical connection with my partner. What's always stood out is that despite a very strong drive and desire to have sex, I can't get wet. You must hear this a lot, and I've done my research over the years, but I still can't get an answer that resonates. I can orgasm pretty easily from oral sex. I feel the urge to have sex and I'm attracted to my partner, but I feel like there's something wrong with me because I'm not getting aroused like I'm supposed to. Sometimes this can affect my confidence and distract me from climaxing. Curious to hear your thoughts and advice. All right, Nadine, great question. I do hear this a lot, and it makes sense that you would orgasm pretty easily from oral sex. In fact, it makes sense that a lot of vulva owners orgasm easily from oral sex because it's wet, using a tongue, right? So, and I get, yes, there is saliva in oral sex, so that might be very confusing to all of you. But yeah, you can still catch STIs from oral sex. So that is still a possibility, but I'm not going to tell people to stop having oral sex. But oral sex is wet enough, allows you to orgasm. So here's the thing, Nadine. Your natural lubrication is not a given. And vaginal dryness is common for so many reasons for so many women at different stages of their life. Okay, so hormone levels, specifically estrogen. So for women who are still menstruating, and even if you're not menstruating, our hormone levels are going to shift over our cycle, right? So when your cycle shifts, there might be different times of month where you are wetter and different times where you're not. It has nothing to do with you being aroused or not into your partner. And again, going back to the stigma and the shame around lube, the reason why we have so much shame around it and people are like, oh, I don't need lube, or, oh, well, let me, you know, go get the lube that's under my bed, under the mattress. I'm shamed about it. This is why I want to lube on every nightstand, is because we don't understand that lube is actually going to help every sexual situation. And this information is not out there, which is why I'm giving it to you now. If we just had more information about women's sexual health, we'd have known this so long ago, and women would have been the best advocates for their own lubrication, which I'm hoping that's going to happen after this show. Also, if you're stressed out, that can also impact your ability to lubricate. And then medication. This is a huge factor, Nadine. You didn't mention if you're on medications, but let me tell you all this. Birth control pills, IUDs, all impact your ability to be lubricated. And histamines. Think about it. If something dries out your nose, dries out your allergies, it's going to dry out your vagina. So cold and allergy medications, sedatives like Xanax, Ativan, heart medications, beta blockers, estrogen modulators. Those are all the medications that are going to impact your wetness level. Then we get into breastfeeding and childbirth. After you have a baby, your hormones levels are in flux and you just might not feel that you're able to get as wet. Cigarette smoking, menopause, perimenopause, douching. Oh my God, don't get me started on douching, you guys. Remember, your vagina is a self-cleaning oven. Think of it that way. And it really doesn't need all the bells and whistles and dyes and all that. So douching can actually dry you out. It is not good for you to douche. And vaginal dryness, just noting, it is something that increases with age, especially with the onset of perimenopause and menopause. But there are some great things you can do now during those stages of life as well, including HRT or hormone replacement therapy. And if you are interested in hormone replacement therapy, you definitely want to find a provider near you that specializes in hormones. And just a reminder that your gynecologist doesn't always have the best information for these stages of life. So I just want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you, Nadine, and I don't want you to feel bad or shameful for needing lubrication. So I would definitely just leave one on your nightstand, and then we won't have to worry about it. And you'll have more pleasure and more orgasms, all right? Thank you so much for your question, Nadine. This is from Naomi, 31, in New York. Hey, Dr. Emily, I think my antidepressant is causing me to have a hard time getting wet. I don't want to come off the antidepressant as it has radically changed my life and mental health for the better. But I used to be able to get really wet, really fast, and now it can feel like the Sahara down there, even if I'm really turned on. I'm so embarrassed and I'm freaked out that when a spontaneous moment strikes to be intimate, I won't be able to. Am I supposed to carry lube with me everywhere I go? Do they even make purse-sized lube? And then there's the whole, where do I even start when it comes to choosing a lube thing? Help! All right, I got you. And yes, you are supposed to carry around a lube. I have a lube in my wallet, in my purse. I have lubes everywhere. I have lubes in my car. It's actually a joke with my team that there are lubes everywhere. And for good reason. You never know when you're going to want to have sex and you're going to need lube. So I'm with you. But again, you guys, play this show for your lovers, for your friends. This is the mission of this show, is to just destigmatize lube and have y'all just get some lube and change your life. So vaginal dryness is a leading side effect of antidepressants known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. So we're talking about Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro. Those are all the ones that are going to, this is going to be a factor. And I know it's a bummer because there you were depressed or terribly anxious and then you didn't want to have sex. And then all of a sudden you take an antidepressant and you're like, oh my God, I want to have sex, but now I can't orgasm or I am dry, which sucks. I know it does. Now remember, never just go off these medications, but you can talk to your doctor. Sometimes you can go down on a certain medication, add another one in. But all I'm saying is just know the side effects of it and be prepared with some lube and some really important conversations with partners. So please, you guys, don't be embarrassed or freaked out. I know people ask me all the time, like, well, how do you just introduce lube? And I'm like, I literally don't even think about it anymore. So I can just tell you that I just, you know, if I'm about to get intimate with somebody, I'm trying to think of another equivalent of this in my life. I guess I don't go outside without sunblock and I will not have sex without lube. In fact, it's a no-go. It doesn't even happen unless there is lube. There are some travel size lubes for wetness on the go. Playground has the most adorable discovery kit. If you haven't tried Playground yet, they have these little foil packets. It's their four-way of fun for only $6. So you can try them all out and see which ones that you like. And they're literally mini. I have these in my purse. They're mini foil packets. You leave it in your wallet, in your car, wherever. So they have four different kinds. It's a discovery kit. And I recommend trying these out and carrying them around with you. Playground is the water-based lubes that are great for vulvas and all people. It's clean and pH balanced and plant-based and vegan and really it smells and tastes incredible. Okay, then there's Uber Lube. Uber Lube is silicone lube and they have these little go-to travel sets and they have a refillable, leak-proof travel bottle. You can get it at Good Vibrations. We're going to put these links in our show notes to the brands I am recommending. So that's what I recommend for you. Just get used to it. It's going to be a new habit, but there's nothing wrong with you, Naomi. I don't want you to have any embarrassment. And just matter of fact, there's no apologies. Oh, I'm sorry I need lube. Or is that weird I need lube? This is how we normalize things. We just normalize it by doing it. You don't have to apologize because you are a woman with a vulva and hormones that fluctuate or taking antidepressants. Because listen, more people are on medication right now than ever. So let's just do it, you guys. It just means that you are prioritizing your pleasure and you are essentially hacking your way to better sex using things that are actually really important and probably going to change your life. Because did I mention that more lube leads to more orgasms? Did you hear that? All right. Thank you for your email. I appreciate you, Naomi. The next one is from Melissa, 42, in New York. Hey, Dr. Emily, I have a very sensitive vagina that always becomes foul-smelling after sex or solo play. My pH balance is way off by the time I wake up and will be like that for days. I don't have pain or discharge. Boric acid suppositories will help after a few days with the smell. I also take a probiotic for women and vaginal health, but it leaves me wanting to avoid any sexual activity for days after. What is the best lube during play and how can I treat it quickly and safely after? Please help a girl out with a great recovery plan so I can enjoy sex again more frequently. All right, Melissa, I got you. I actually put together an entire recovery plan for you and all the vaginas and vulvas listening or people who love them. All right, so what is this pH value we talk about, which is pH off? Like, what does that mean? So essentially, it's just a measure of how acidic or basic alkaline your vulva is. So a lower number is being more acidic and a higher number being more neutral. So the normal range is 3.8 to 5, but depends on your age. So if you're of reproductive age, a 4 to 4.5, if postmenopausal, above 4.5. And this is why your pH levels are important, because they directly relate to vaginal health, skin irritation, and the risk of yeast infection. So what causes a pH imbalance? How does this happen? Okay, so here's your treatment plan for before, during, and after sex. So before sex, here's the preventative thing. It's just lifestyle changes. Not using scented products like body lotions, wearing super tight clothing and thongs, you know, can set off your pH balance. You know, if you are eating too much sugar or gluten or alcohol, that can impact your pH balance. It's important to hydrate. I'm not the first person to tell you to hydrate, but listen, the more water we drink, the more hydrated we are, the more likely we're going to have a healthier pH balance. Okay, during sex, choose lubes that are glycerin, alcohol, and petrochemical free whenever possible. Okay, I mentioned Playground. They are pH balanced. They particularly made lube with this in mind. Here's what else can happen during sex. Unprotected sex with a new partner can lead to unbalanced pH because semen is relatively alkaline. pH value of approximately 8. So guess what? A new partner, a new person's body parts, well, that's going to alter your pH value. Have you had that experience? It used to happen to me when I had new partners. I was like, why is this happening? Well, that is why. You're kind of upsetting your pH balance with something new, adding something new. So it doesn't mean you shouldn't be having sex with new partners, because it can even come from condoms. It just means that, you know, you have to do some of the things that I'm going to mention in a moment. And here's another thing. Do you clean or do you douche? Remember, vagina is self-cleaning under normal circumstances, so excessive cleaning or douching can also create an unbalanced flora, which we do not want. Okay, so how do you treat it? How do you treat after you have sex? What do you do? Well, you can test vaginal secretions with your doctor to find specific fungus that's exacerbating this. You might need antifungal medications if you have a yeast infection or something's happened and it's inflamed. You might need to take an antibiotic. So here's the thing about taking antibiotics, though, if you do get an infection, is that it will inhibit bacterial growth, which can also kill good bacteria and throw off your vaginal flora, which is why it's really important after you complete a cycle of antibiotics to take a probiotic. It's so important, okay? And if it keeps reoccurring, then the yeast infection isn't completely clearing up. That is a problem. So now you have to focus on truly treating it so you don't have to deal with this recurrent stress. So go to your doctor, get some more tests, see what you need to do. Maybe you need to abstain from having any sexual activity for a while. Remember, you guys, just to pee after sex, pee before sex, empty your bladder, you know, clean up, have wipes by the bed, or go to the bathroom and wipe up. Like, that's just really important. Also making sure that you and your partner have clean hands, that you've showered, because we're talking about bacteria that can get in here. So all that's important. I make my partner wash their hands. We shower. You just want to be careful about what's getting into you and what is going to upset the pH balance. Okay, so we're talking about like yeast infections, which are really common, but so is bacterial vaginosis, okay? So bacterial vaginosis is a type of vaginal inflammation that's caused by the overgrowth of bacteria that's naturally found in the vagina that's going to upset our natural balance. And it's really common to get BV. So you can get it if you're pregnant, You can get it if you have an IUD, if you have multiple sex partners, if you have a new sex partner, you use douches. Like, this is how you can get BV. So what is the difference between bacterial vaginosis and yeast infection? This is an important distinction. I get asked this a lot too. So both BV and yeast infections are vaginal infections that increase discharge. But how do you tell the difference? Well, the discharge. The hallmark of BV is a discharge that kind of has a fishy smell, and yeast infections don't typically have a strong smell, but they might look more like cottage cheese. Vaginal irritation. Well, BV doesn't cause vaginal irritation or itchiness. Yeast infections do. This is important because a lot of times vulva owners can have BV, but they don't know it because there's not a lot of signs, and the only sign is an odor. So side note, if you're with a vulva owner and you've noticed that there's been a change and you're like, what happened? Do I say something? I'm not sure. My part, she's showering and all the things. It's because she might have an untreated bacterial vaginosis infection that she doesn't know about. And, you know, sometimes we just can't smell ourselves. She doesn't have her head down there. You do, right? So you need to let your partner know if you do smell an odor. And I get this is an uncomfortable conversation to have. So you simply just want to say, hey, I noticed that there's been a change on there. I'm smelling a different kind of odor. And I love you and I care about your health. So this might be something that you want to get checked out by your doctor. And there are over-the-counter treatments. So here's the other difference is you can treat yeast infections with over-the-counter medications. You can walk into a local drugstore, but you have to see your healthcare provider to get antibiotics for BV. So the only way bacterial vaginosis can be treated is with an antibiotic. Prevent both of them the same way, though. Like I said, you want to make sure you're wearing more cotton underwear, that you're not wearing things that are constricted or tight. Just be mindful. Be mindful of your sexual health and wellness, what you're putting inside of you, making sure that you're clean and trying to rid of all bacteria, you know, clean hands, all the things that could cause an infection. All right, Melissa, there you go. There's your plan. Let me know how it goes. All right, this is from Allison, 28 in Iowa. Hey, Dr. Emily, my husband and I are trying to conceive. We've heard lube can impact the sperm trail and make it harder to conceive. What's a good fertility safe lube you recommend? All right, that is correct. What type of lube can impact your ability to conceive? And remember, lubrication doesn't kill sperm. It's not birth control. However, it can affect semen's ability to move more efficiently, to move more spontaneously and actively. So that's what we care about here. So you want to select a lubrication that is most helpful to sperm. You want to avoid lubes containing petroleum, propylene glycol, glycerin, paraben, silicone, non-oxyl 9, sometimes abbreviated as N9, and also avoid using saliva, as I mentioned. So I recommend Pre-Seed. It's a sperm-friendly, glycerin-free, PHP-balanced, isotonic by First Response lube. That's what I recommend. Also, Good Clean Love, they have a biogenesis fertility lubricant. It's an all-natural option that I recommend. So yeah, definitely, you know, focus on a fertility-safe lube if you're trying to get pregnant. I'm sure you're doing all the other things like monitoring your temperature, and you can follow one of these great period tracking apps and fertility apps that help make sure that you're going to conceive in the most efficient way. Thank you so much, Allison, for your email. I think it's going to help a lot of people. We don't talk about these kind of lubes a lot, but it is important to pick the right lube for any sexual situation. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.